We have with us today President and CEO of the University of Illinois Foundation, James Moore, to discuss the University Development Program. Jim, the floor is yours.
Okay. Well, and far be it from me to have Chancellor Cook miss the first pitch, so I'll do my best. First of all, I just want to take a second and thank all of you for your volunteer leadership and your support of this university. Some of you have heard me say this before, but I think it's worth repeating. If we had to pay the day rate for everybody in this room with all of the talent that is assembled for just even a few minutes, it would be more than we could possibly afford. So we know we couldn't cover what you actually invest so much, all the time you invest in this university. So thank you again, and also welcome Trustee Pearl. So I was asked to provide a brief campaign update, which I'll do in just a minute, but I thought it'd be worth taking just a second to remind the board really what the purpose of the University of Illinois Foundation is. It's important to remember that we exist, our sole purpose for existing, is to advance the University of Illinois. And we do this by securing and managing private support, and as such, we serve as the primary repository for private gifts to the university. In addition to managing the fundraising operations, we also manage and invest in an endowment pool of approximately $1.8 billion. Our total endowment return last year was right around 15.7%, and we outperformed our policy benchmark by about 3.5% last year. And this year, we're at approximately about 8.6%, which is relatively flat or level with our policy benchmark. It's also important to note that the foundation works really closely with the university leadership on all matters related to development and the university advancement program. And in fact, it's important to note that it's our leaders, our chancellors, and our president that set the priorities that we focus on throughout the course of the year and any of our campaigns. And the current campaigns are, in fact, an example of leader-defined development agendas. So while all of our campaigns are focused on enhancing the student and faculty experiences at our institutions, they're also uniquely focused on the strategic plans and the strategic framework of the campuses and the system. At the system level, we're working on a number of special projects, including the Discovery Partners Institute, and I'm sure we'll be involved with Vice President Wilson when the new faculty program that was just announced. Growing our donor base is one of our top priorities, and as was mentioned earlier, we have over 700,000 alumni across the world, and it's a growing pool, as you heard, with 20,000 new graduates this year, which to us is prospective donors. Illinois alumni live all over the world. They live in every state in the country, and one of the things we're pretty excited about at the foundation is a new venture that we just kicked off this year. That will actually help our alumni who live in about 18 Euro region countries make gifts to the University of Illinois. It's the University of Illinois Foundation UK Limited, which is a dual qualified charity that has gives us the opportunity to solicit funds from alumni in countries in Europe, have those donors make gifts to our entity in the UK, and then if their country provides a tax benefit, they get that tax benefit in their own country. So it's a pretty unique opportunity for a big public institution. In fact, other than the University of California, we are the largest public-related organization, foundation, to have a registered charity in the United Kingdom. So we're pretty excited about that. We're also exploring some additional ventures like this in other parts of the world, particularly in Hong Kong. The exciting news about the UK Limited entity is that by the end of this fiscal year, we'll close our first gift of $3 million. So a lot of good things to happen there. So being mindful again of the time, I want to now take a minute to talk a little bit about our campaigns. And the first thing I want to report on is the recently launched Altogether Extraordinary Marketing Campaign. As you just saw on the screen, this campaign really focuses on all three of the institutions and their collective excellence. Hopefully, as you see this video on the screens, that some of these images look familiar to you. And if not, I invite you to go to the system website, and you can watch and hear the Altogether Extraordinary video. The campaign was developed to support all three of our University of Illinois fundraising campaigns. Three universities, one system, infinite possibilities. Its purpose is to broadly amplify the areas of strength and opportunity at each of the universities and the system writ large. It will promote the individual and unique strengths of the university and our collective power of the University of Illinois system. I want to take just a minute and thank Tom Hardy and his team for their support in this very important effort. We're working with Tom and his team not only on this project and this video, but also a number of other digital, radio, and outdoor executions that are planned for the next year. While when you think about fundraising campaigns, it's often that we go right to the numbers. We want to talk about how much money we're going to raise. But it's important to also note that fundraising campaigns that are successful also raise awareness. In launching the Altogether Extraordinary campaign during the fundraising campaigns will allow us to build equity in a theme line, that Altogether Extraordinary tag, that's intended to live beyond the campaigns. This really needs to be a long-term and sustained effort. So let's unpack the campaigns. And yes, they are campaigns, as President Killeen mentioned. In aggregate, these campaigns will add up to $3.1 billion in total. As was mentioned, to date, as of the middle of this month, we're at $1.7 billion across the system, and as you can see, that's 55% of our projected goal. Current year giving, cash, we always report to this board cash and new business. Cash is up 7% at $250 million, and new business is up significantly, and I'll get into this in just a minute, 88% at $443 million. So let's break down the three campaigns. I want to start with the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Chancellor Jones launched this campaign with Illinois on October 13th. With Illinois is about learning and leading the way together. It's about committing to be with the University of Illinois really forever and always. This campaign is about raising the flag and touting our historic excellence and achievements, pride in alma mater, and the impact of the university on those it has educated and served. You'll see the Block I prominently featured in this campaign. And the With Illinois campaign goal is $2.25 billion. The campaign is really going to be focused on several priorities, but their themes are propelling bright minds, finding solutions to the world's challenges, a university at the heart of Illinois, and a university of distinction. As you can see, we're at $1.32 billion, which is 59% of the projected goal. And here you can see that cash is up slightly, 8%, and the new business number is up a whopping 117%. And this certainly is related to the wonderful and generous gift of $150 million that we received from Larry and Beth Geese to name the business school. And I want to give a shout out here to Dean Jeff Brown and his team for their great work in leading that gift to the finish line. Urbana is also making a concerted effort to really focus on endowment gifts in this campaign. We haven't set a specific target, but they recognize that keeping up with the pack and that distinguished company they keep in the Big Ten is going to be important to grow our endowment. Vice President Barry Benson's also working with his team on ramping up our efforts for the new Carl Illinois College of Medicine, which was established, as we all know, through a partnership with a generous gift from the Carl Foundation Hospital. And this year, the first class will enter in the fall, and they're going to benefit from private scholarships that are going to make possible a debt-free education for that first class. Moving on to the University of Illinois at Chicago, and Chancellor Amoritas kicked his campaign off, Ignite, the campaign for UIC, on October 28th. And Ignite really is about an attitude. I remember talking to Chancellor Amoritas about he wanted this campaign to be about attitude and really be a call to action. The campaign acknowledges really upfront that we're taking on some really ambitious tasks. And it all starts with a single spark. This is one of the themes, again, to try to motivate and inspire our communities to get engaged. The goal for UIC is $750 million. And we'll be the first to tell you, we set our sights high here, but we believe the university is capable and deserves this type of a campaign initiative for this institution where it is today. Its themes will be to create opportunity, illuminate young minds, shape the future, and impact communities. As I said, the Ignite theme plays heavily off of a focus on energy and moving forward, but it also plays off, as you can see, the UIC Flames identity. It's designed to be gutsy and bold, and really with an emphasis on claiming our rightful place among leading public research universities. UIC also has a relatively young alumni network, and it's growing fast, and we're working really hard to connect our alumni through this campaign. Another exciting opportunity at the launch of the campaign was to actually launch our UIC Alumni Association at the same time. Currently, we're right about 45% of our goal at $342 million. Cash this year is showing a slight decrease, but it's actually pretty flat, as is new business. We're down 0.3%. I can tell you, though, the current numbers, while they look to be slightly off, Jeff Nierhoof and his advancement team are really starting to see a lot of positive momentum, and we're excited about the next couple of months and anticipate that we will close the year ahead of last fiscal year. So I went on record and said that, Chancellor Amerides. We're going to close the year ahead of last fiscal year. The last campaign in market right now is, as was mentioned by Chancellor Cook, the Reaching Stellar campaign, which was really the first campaign we launched of the three in October. It launched on October 10th, and this campaign, as you heard from Chancellor Cook, really is about taking UIS and its students and programs to new heights. One of the theme lines in this campaign really is designed to really think about moving us forward and setting our sights higher than we ever have before. It's about taking advantage of opportunities, this moment that will make the University of Illinois at Springfield shine. Reaching Stellar has five priorities, as Chancellor Cook just mentioned: scholarships, academic excellence, the Center for Lincoln Studies, the public good, and investments in technology and facilities. As was mentioned, the goal for this campaign is $40 million. And progress to date so far is $21.6 million, which is 54% of our total campaign goal. As was already mentioned, this facility that we're in is really the marquee campaign facility to date. And our donors that have invested in this facility need to know that they've not just invested in a building, but they're helping to transform our campus and our community here in Springfield. And as Chancellor Cook often reminds us, this was not a new student union. It's the first student union, and that's been really meaningful to our students and community here. Scholarships focused on leadership and experiential learning are also part of the campaign, as is trying to really make sure that our community here in Springfield recognizes that UIC is their community, and this institution has an impact on this region and the state. So Jeff Lorber and his team are off to a great start. You can see cash is up 31% this year and new business up 75%. So that's a quick rundown of the three campaigns and the connection to the altogether extraordinary marketing message and platform that was mentioned. So, Mr. Chairman, that completes my report.
Questions or comments for Jim? Well, I had one thing. 10 days ago, this is for the benefit of the board, 10 days ago we had a grand affair in Rockford where Trustee McMillan was awarded the Lincoln Laureate Medal, the highest award to an Illinois citizen given by the state. And I had a chance to speak with one of your development colleagues that evening, and she was telling me about the huge upsurge in interest in donating farmland to the university. Mm-hmm. And she said she got a stack of papers like that on her desk with right. people interested in perhaps willing their farmland to the university. And for the benefit of the board, I think that has a lot to do with the change that we enacted 6 months ago or so concerning the way in which we awarded contracts to potential tenants. So a great bit of development information for the university. That's all I had to add.
Yeah, thank you. That's accurate. And actually, some of those gifts are not – all those gifts don't just go directly to the College of Agriculture. In fact, some of those gifts are going to benefit the College of Medicine here in Chicago and other programs around the state.
So, well, thank Jim, you. Thank you and your colleagues for all your great work.
Thank you.